CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
MK Party Secretary General Floyd Shivambu says they'll soon be rolling out plans to establish their provincial offices in KZN and Limpopo. He says it's part of their strategy to grow the organization, which held its one-year anniversary celebrations in Durban over the weekend. Speaking at the party's gala dinner last night, Shivambu acknowledged that resources were a challenge, but said there's room to expand. He also hit back at criticism for leaving the EFF, where he served for over a decade. Shivambu likened his departure to former President Jacob Zuma's decision to form the MK Party.
So that was one of the boldest actions. That is why some of us did not even have an iota of fear to leave just a 10-year-old organization, because I'd seen that for a just and revolutionary cause, anything else has to be done correctly.
Emergency officials are currently on the N2 South between Tongaat and Ballito on the north coast. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Mayrick is there.
Where a light delivery vehicle has crashed into the back of a truck. The driver of the delivery vehicle is in a critical condition and has been stabilised by IPSS Medical Advanced Life Support. The N2 will be closed shortly to allow the AMS helicopter to land.
Today is the final day for spaza shop owners to register their businesses. Kokta last month declared a national disaster following an increase in foodborne illnesses linked to spaza shops. At least 23 children have died since September, with KZN and Gauteng being the hardest hit. President Cyril Ramaphosa set a 21-day deadline for vendors to register their businesses in the municipalities where they operate or face operating illegally. The deadline ends at 5 p.m. today. And Eskom says heavy storms have caused severe damage to its infrastructure between Umgababa and Port Edward, leaving many without power on the south coast. Technicians have been working to restore connections. The power utility says parts of Umtubatuba are also affected. Now, Reinkonyeni Municipality spokesperson Simon April says strong winds also caused disruptions at a few substations on Sunday.
The substations that have been affected are manned by Eskom, and that has been reported to Eskom. And the most areas that were affected is the area of Mapek, Alkosville and Kamalag.
And abroad, the head of the Russian Army's Chemical Weapons Division has died after an explosive device attached to a scooter went off outside an apartment building in Moscow. He was killed along with his deputy when the blast went off as the two men left a building in a residential area. Your top story this hour, MK Party Secretary General Floyd Shivambu says they'll soon be rolling out plans to establish their provincial offices in KZN and Limpopo. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.